are you?
I'm an imposter. I'm really a computer, and I'm passing as a human being. I was sent from another galaxy.
You are Al the Tongue Goldstein.
I am Al the Tongue, the America's number one pussy eater. But don't forget, I'm not human. I'm not flesh. So I'm mechanical, so I can eat pussy for hours. And I'm very happy there, because I wanted to return to my mother's pussy. And my father kept banging me, saying, stay away from your mom, that's incest.
Well, your interest, I guess, in pussy has led CNN right to you. Now, what's the deal on that, Al? Marilyn Starr, who is she? What's the stock market thing?
She's of no interest to me. She's a porno actress. She got insider tips. I have no personal relationship, no more than you do. She's one of the many porno actresses I interviewed. I had no knowledge of her stock tips, of her boyfriend. I couldn't care less. All she was a warm vagina that I could rest my tongue in. I used her clit as a tongue rester.
And this is on the show Midnight Blue.
Yes, and my website, which I hope you can include in anything you do, called screwmag.com. It's the best porno website in the world.
Well, Marilyn Starr is of some interest to me because she's from Canada. Like, she's from Prince George.
Everyone's from Canada. You South Park Canadians. We really should have declared war on you people.
Marilyn Starr has a blow-up doll. Have you ever used a blow-up doll at all, Al?
Many times. But I use a blow-up doll on me because I'm so much in love with myself that I only fuck me. I'm like Ron Jeremy blowing himself.
Now, Al, Hugh Hefner's ex-wife is from Vancouver, B.C.
Everyone's from Canada.
Kim Conrad.
Trey is. I mean, everyone's from Canada. I just saw Jim Carrey's from Canada.
Trey who?
Trey Parker from South Park.
And Kim Conrad. Have you ever run into her at all?
Of course, yeah. Kimberly, yeah. Yeah, she's a cunt.
Well, tell me a bit about the Hef. Tell me a bit about the Hef.
Well, there's not much to tell you. I was friends with him for 25 years. He was the most self-involved person I've ever known. He never really spoke to me. I went there. And then one time I asked if I could bring my son over to movie night. He said no, and I stopped going.
Where did you initially meet him, Al?
He called for me because he was very impressed with Screws. I flew to Chicago.
And what year was that?
Well, I was the Playboy interview, lead interview in 74. He met me in 69, the end of 69. He couldn't believe that Screw came out every week. It was such an honest paper.
If you want to get to Hugh Hefner, what does it take? Like, how did he get to you? What impressed him? Like, if somebody wants to get to Hugh Hefner, what does he want? What does Hugh Hefner want, Al Goldstein?
Same, you just be a celebrity. He wants to rub against you. If you're a 19-year-old and you're pretty, he wants your pussy. But if you're famous, he likes to hang out with famous people. I mean, Hefner, you got to give him credit. He did change publishing in 1952.
Now, Al Goldstein, have you ever masturbated to Playboy?
You can't masturbate to Playboy. There's no pussy. I masturbate to Penthouse. Hustler isn't dirty enough, and Screw, the girls are too ugly.
And also the pictures in Screw.
Oh, they're tabloid. They're, it's pathetic.
That's from your magazine. You've reused them a few times, haven't you?
A few, like 80 times. I bought them originally in 1969 for $2 a photo. I've run them 50 to 100 times, so I've amortized the cost to 2 cents a run.
Has anybody ever noticed that?
Yeah, people complain all the time. I tell them, fuck you.
What?
By Penthouse.
Now, one other person from Vancouver is Wade Neff. Wade Neff, a gay porn star. Colt magazine cover boy.
Yeah.
You're
really obsessed with Canada, aren't you? You're a second-rate country. You have no First Amendment rights. You can't do hate literature. I mean, you're a country of no consequence.
Have you been
all your best people leave.
Have you been to Vancouver at all, Al Goldstein?
No, I would, because I know you have a bulldog place there, and you're going to be the next place opening up drugs.
Hey,
I'll get nice things. Why don't you guys buy me a plane ticket? I'll come over.
No, Al Goldstein, Dorothy Stratton was from Vancouver. Dorothy Stratton.
Yeah, but have you noticed no one stays there? Everyone leaves.
No, come on. There's one person you're very impressed about, Al Goldstein, from Vancouver. Yvonne DiCarlo of the Munsters. Of the Munsters is from Vancouver.
I'm impressed with nobody, young man.
Yvonne DiCarlo?
At my age, nothing impresses me. Not you, not me, nothing.
But Al Goldstein...
I'm just a pornographer trying to make his way through life.
But Al Goldstein, Grandpa Al Munster Lewis.
He's a friend. But he wasn't born in Canada.
No, but he's connected to Yvonne DiCarlo, like Grandpa Munster. How long has Al Lewis been into porn, Al Goldstein?
I don't know. You have to call Al Lewis.
When did you first meet him?
I met him about 25 years ago when I was being sentenced. He wrote a letter to the judge saying I was a good American.
And the Canadian border also won't let issues of Screw into Canada.
The fucking border is useful. You really sure? I did about 40 college dates about 12 years ago in Canada, and I was picketed by the retarded feminists. You are a country with no First Amendment rights. You're a country that censors hate literature, which I favor. I love reading Nazi stuff. That's what I jerk off to. You are a country that doesn't let Penthouse come in with its S&M material. You're basically the Poland of 2000. I mean, you're like a satellite country from Russia.
And you are Al Goldstein, but we did have Marilyn Starr, and she's from Prince George.
She left, though. You had to. You gave birth to him. What's that mean?
Well, who's your next-door neighbor, Al Goldstein? Anna Kournikova?
I hope Donald Trump. I don't talk to my neighbors. I don't talk to anybody. I don't even want to talk to you guys. You sound so boring.
Not even in Miami?
Canadian. And I eat. I go. I have an early bird special, and I go home.
Well, Al Goldstein.
The History Channel. That's what I do.
Al Goldstein, what makes you tick? You're a fucking degenerate.
I am. What makes me tick is the next pussy I'm going to lick and the next pastrami sandwich I'm going to eat. The future makes me tick.
Al Goldstein, describe Screw a Bit, like it's a weekly magazine.
The mad comics of the bedroom. We make fun of sex. We hold nothing sacred. Not you, not Canadians, not Christ. In fact, if Christ were around, I'd probably fuck him in the holes in his hand. We are totally guilty of heresy and sacrilege, and nothing is serious. We make fun. We enjoy. We're an atheist publication. We've been around 31 years, almost 1,600 issues. We must be doing something right, correct?
It's newsprint. It comes out every week. Newsprint.
It comes out every week, and it comes out every week on your hand.
A newsprint. No, the first magazine to ever show gay sex, was that not Screw Magazine, Al Goldstein?
Magazine, issue one, we had a gay column, November 4th, 1968.
And he also showed gay sex for the very first time.
Yes, absolutely. We don't care. Fag, straight, Jew, kike, nigger. We show anything. My best friends are gay. I've sucked dick, so, you know, it takes a real man to suck cock.
What words did you pioneer, Al Goldstein? Like, what words did you pioneer with Screw Magazine that had never been published before?
Probably none. Puss Grozy, which is a combination of pussy and pastrami.
We
really don't. We just use the words that the man in the street used, but Playboy would not use. Don't forget, I was 6 years ahead of Hustler. Larry stole this whole format from me, and he admits it.
Al Goldstein, a recent issue of Screw Magazine had Why Straight Men Like Chicks with Dicks.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
What is the TV guide in Screw Magazine?
We have websites because men are bored, and a lot of men are latent homosexuals. A lot of men are afraid to admit they want to suck cock, so if they suck a dick attached to somebody, to a body with tits, they figure that they're not gay. We're all bisexual.
And most of your ads are transvestite ads in Screw,
yes,
aren't they?
Yeah, we're the official newspaper of the transvestite world.
The yellow pages of porn.
But that's what we are.
Now, the hookers come right into the office and take ads?
Wednesdays they place the ads. They come in the office.
Have you ever seen who buys Screw, Al Goldstein? Like, have you ever hit on a corner and, like, looked out and just, you know, watched the people buy it?
No, would you believe it? The straightest people in the world. Lawyers, doctors, very straight people, conservative people. Because you have to have a sense of humor. Also, a lot of people buy the paper to book a hooker.
And your market really is straight, middle-aged men, right?
Yes. Yeah, but young kids like us, too, because of our irreverence. Irreverence, a good word.
Straight, middle-aged men getting transvestites. That's the main purpose
of
Screw.
That's what it is. The main purpose of Screw is to keep me rich. I have four homes to keep me in money, pastrami, pickles, and pussy.
Now, Al Goldstein, find me a copy of Screw for a prepubescent boy probably isn't as exciting as finding a copy of Penthouse, is it?
I wouldn't know.
Because there's no full...
I'm not a prepubescent boy.
Well, not, you know, it's not
but
full...
But you have to... Screw is for sale for consenting adults. We don't sell to kids.
Now, I first heard of you, Al, through the famous Go-Go's video. What is in it? What exactly is the Go-Go's video, Al Goldstein?
It shows the girls doing coke.
And how...
Buy it. Why don't you buy it, you cheap fuck?
Well, I'm hoping I'd get a promo copy from you, Al Goldstein.
Let's see how the piece runs. If you treat me nice and like a god, you know, you may get freebies.
No, Al Goldstein, what are the other videos that you hawk? There's the Go-Go's one.
Well, the new one we do is Hot Wheels and High Heels. I just shot that 12 weeks ago. where I've been nominated as the best pussy eater for a film. It's got Ron Jeremy, it's got me, Gloria Leonard. High Heels and Hot Wheels. It's subtitled Where the Lipstick Meets the Dipstick.
Now, all Goldstein is Screw Magazine. What about the other celebrity vids? I'm more curious, like, you know, the Go-Go's one. That's always fascinated me. The Rob Lowe one. The
Chuck Berry pisses on a girl and then she wants to kiss him. He says, I can't kiss you. You smell some urine.
Now, is that really Chuck Berry?
Yes, it is.
Has there been any fallout from that at all?
No, he's proud. He's a big dick. He's a black man with a big cock. How can he be unhappy?
Now, all Goldstein of Screw Magazine, how did you initially get into smut?
Okay, I'm going to ask you to get my press material. It's a boring question. I'm not going to touch. You know, you should get a press release. You could look at it. I'm not going to answer questions I've answered 4,000 times over 31 years.
Well, I guess I was just curious about your preoccupation of that at that time, Al Goldstein.
No, I'm asking,
like, which magazines you were enjoyed in?
No. You listen to me. I need you. Did you get a press kit from my office?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I got a full press kit, and I understand, Al Goldstein. What I was curious about is what magazines were there before Screw?
None. There was Playboy, which didn't show pubic hair. Penthouse was in England. It hadn't come to America yet, and Hustler hadn't been stolen yet from me. So.
What about, like, Sir Magazine?
That's what it is. I would jerk off to Betty Page and stuff like that. There was nothing. There was no porno industry. The only nudity I'd see on Times Square or 8th Avenue would be guys going to see nudie films, volleyball and stuff like that.
But that whole underground New York smut scene of the 60s seemed pretty fascinating. Like, some of those magazines are pretty vintage looking and schmelly, almost up there with Screw. Of course, not with Screw.
No, I don't think there was anything like Screw, frankly. What are you talking about? Rad, Evo? I mean...
Yeah, I'm curious about those names that are out there. I've only seen a few of them, like Sir Mag, Sir.
Yeah, but they didn't show people cares. They didn't use four-letter words, and they didn't talk about editorial.
But they still had some neat angles to them.
So for you, it's a good thing for you.
Well, you did work with Walter Winchell. They'll tell a bit about that.
I did. I worked in a radio car with him. I worked for the New York Daily Mirror as a photographer. And we would ride around with Winchell. Winchell always had a bimbo with him, and that was exciting.
Did you ever meet Betty Page? You said you whacked off to her.
Half the met her. I never did.
How about Jean Mansfield, Al Goldstein?
I photographed her, actually. She was Miss Skating Rink. This was 10 years before Screw started. I did meet her.
Now, did those photos ever get published?
Oh, yeah, for the New York Daily Mirror. They were not nudes or anything. They were just pictures of her winning some award.
Have you ever thought of putting those out in a book? Or have those been in Screw Magazine ever?
Which one?
The Jean Mansfield pics that you've got.
I have no idea. I don't own them. I was just a photographer.
How about Edie Sedgwick?
I don't know anybody. I don't really want to play the game because I don't know anybody.
Mario Cuomo.
Well, I had lunch with Mario. What about that?
Just curious about Mario Cuomo.
What's your question?
Well, in Canada, there are some gas stations, Al Goldstein, called Domo. And I have a song called Mario Cuomo Works at Domo, and I guess I was just curious about his relationship.
Sounds like it was an instant success, right?
Oh, it really pumped a lot of...
It was a real hit.
Nardwar, or Aardvark, whatever you'd like to call it there, Aardvark. Al Goldstein of Screw Magazine. And we're speaking here to Al Goldstein of Screw Magazine, and this is your opinion. Like, those are your words. These are your words.
Oh, they're someone else's words, Aardvark.
You really...
Aardvark. I know it's Canada.
Do you know who killed Kennedy at all, Al Goldstein?
I did. I was there. I was fucking Jacqueline Kennedy, and then he got jealous. He told me to stay away, and so I had to kill the fuck.
Now, Al Goldstein, the millennium issue of Screw is going to be a century of smut.
Yeah, why don't you get it? It's out now.
George Michael? Heidi Fleiss?
We have the issue. Yeah, of course, George Michael. He's a wonderful guy. He sucks dick. Don't make him a bad guy, does it? You suck cock, don't you?
If I was a woman, would you be addressing me in the same way, Al Goldstein?
I'm cleaner. I'd say, may I pretty please fuck you with the ass.
Oh, thank you very much, Al Goldstein.
I'm a gentleman.
No, teach me, Al. Teach me, Al.
I bought that cost money.
Were you in the morgue with Marilyn Monroe, you know, when she was screwed by 12 guys? I heard she was in the morgue and she was fucked by 12 guys, Al Goldstein.
Yes, and?
Just wondering, is that true? Just wondering.
Would you believe it? I wasn't invited.
Had you heard any rumors of this?
No, I haven't, but in Canada, everything's a hot rumor.
Baboom! And this is Al Goldstein of Screw Magazine.
What a pathetic country.
What happened? What happened, Al Goldstein, in Wichita?
It was a trial. You can read about it. I was invited by our boy Nixon. Could have gotten 60 years. Lasted 3 years. I won. It cost me $4 million. The rest is history.
Have you sent any money to other people having persecutions like that?
I sent nobody anything. I fucked them. I gave Abby Hoffman $1,000. I don't get... No, nobody helped me. I don't help them.
What about the guy Mike Diana, who is that cartoonist from Florida who got nailed for obscene comics?
I'd interview him. I think it's a bummer, but I don't send people money.
In 1989, you won the Hal Freeman Freedom Isn't Free Award. What the hell is that, Al Goldstein?
It's from the Adult Video News. It's the porno industry, and obviously I was the person who created the porno industry, so I should get an award.
Who is Hal Freeman?
He went to jail for obscenity, and then ultimately the Supreme Court ruled in his favor.
Now, Al Goldstein, you're suing AT&T.
Because they're a company that's a piece of shit. They're so bad, they're probably a Canadian company.
Now, Al Goldstein, you're also suing Conan O'Brien.
Yes, because he didn't pay me for my appearance.
You were on his show.
Yes.
Why would he not want to pay you? I mean, you deliver the goods, Al Goldstein. You are always showing up.
Yeah, it's not him personally. It's NBC. NBC obviously is having money problems. Their GE refrigerator, which owns NBC, got a bad review in Consumer Reports. So they're probably having cash flow problems. And they owe me $560.
So they did not pay you for your appearance?
They say they sent a check. I never got it.
Now, being in the magazine business for 30 years, Al Goldstein, what tricks have you learned? Like, what tricks have you learned doing Screw Magazine, Al Goldstein?
None.
How do we know that some of the she-mails ain't photoshopped? Like, are they real? Are you...
No, you don't know, and I couldn't give a shit if you found out or didn't find out. You realize you're a foreign country. I couldn't care less about you.
Now, Al Goldstein, are Krispy Kreme donuts your favorite food?
Yes, yeah, I'd rather eat them than pussy. And I bet you they were not in Canada because you are a fifth world nation.
Ba-boom. Now, Al Goldstein, as you are progressing, getting older, etc., I mean, eventually, I guess you will reach 100. Have you thought that you're going to go full out on the Krispy Kreme donuts? Like, this, that's it?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to be buried in Krispy Kreme. They're going to make some very oversized Krispy Kremes. And I'm going to be buried, not in a coffin, but with Krispy Kreme. So the rodents and the bacteria that eat me will really have a treat. They'll have my flesh, my intestines, and they'll have wonderful sugar-saturated donuts.
Now, Al Goldstein of Screw Magazine, how much weight did you lose in the Atkins diet? Like, the Atkins diet is some sort of plan.
Every diet works. I win, I lose. I lose 100, I gain 100.
Al Goldstein, is it true you had an affair with Miami radio personality Neil Rogers?
Neil Rogers and I blow each other all the time. Neil's my favorite piece of ass. I love Neil. He tastes good. I come in his mouth. He tremors. He's very affectionate.
And Neil is openly gay, isn't he?
He's a total faggot.
And you've been on his radio show quite a few times.
And the best thing, the only thing wrong with Neil is when I come in his mouth, which I do whenever he blows me, is he wants to kiss me after, and I don't want to taste my own sperm.
And these are the opinions of Al Goldstein, and only Al Goldstein from Screw Magazine.
Art Block, I thank you very much. Have your retarded audience, all six of them, visit ScrewMag.com for a good porno site, so this won't be as big a waste as it appears to be.
Well, Al Goldstein, actually, a few more questions here.
Three more questions, Art.
Only three more questions?
I'm bored.
Well, come on, can I just run?
No, it's a pathetic thing. Go ahead, you got three more questions.
Please.
Third question.
Come on, Al.
Go ahead, Oddbuck.
Come on, Al. Come on.
You got to send me naked photos. You got to promise me a blowjob. I got to get some Canadian pussy. I'm doing this for free. No.
Oh, come on, Al Goldstein. No, I'm paying for this call. I'm doing this for free.
Russian call collectors, Canada. Go ahead. Your first question.
Well, winding up here with Al Goldstein, although I don't really want to wind up with Al Goldstein. Al Goldstein.
Oddbuck, life is cruel. Good.
What do you mean it's cruel?
Next question.
Okay, why don't we just have you do random comments? That's just not questions, isn't it?
Send me some pussy from Canada. Send me some damsel.
Okay, Al Goldstein. Did you...
Okay, run.
Did you ever hang out at Plato's Retreat, that famous orgy club in the...
Yes,
six...
I did, Soundbrook.
There was some sort of bet that you had, didn't you, with Larry Levinson?
Larry Levinson, he's an old fat Jew who died a year ago, because he was so fat, fatter than me. And the bet was, he said he can come 16 times in 12 hours. And
I heard it was 15 times.
Something like that. I lost count. Long toes counting when you're shooting loads. But anyway, he won the bet. I lost $8,000.
And according to the book, Tales of Times Square, Levinson won, and you had to eat crow?
I know, I ate $8,000. I lost $8,000.
Now, out of all your years of...
I never actually licked a crow. I don't know if it tastes like pussy. I would lick a salmon because it's fishy. But go ahead, next question.
Now, of all your years spurting, could you spurt and fill up a swimming pool? To think of all your years spurting and coming.
Yes.
Would it fill up a swimming pool?
Yes, and you would be the happiest person in the world. It's good for your complexion.
Do you have any more instructional porno videos coming out at all?
No. Well, yes, Ron Jeremy and I have a film on how to eat pussy, which you can buy from Screw. You have the address. Run it. Here's the deal I make you. Run some ads on my website. I'm serious about it.
On what? Run some ads on what?
Well, you got that. What do you have, a newspaper or a radio show?
I have both, actually, and both are done for free, Al. But speaking of Ron Jeremy, Al Goldstein, he said in an interview with Annabelle Chong that was some sort of thing that he had mastered the art. Actually, Annabelle Chong had said in an interview with Ron Jeremy that Ron Jeremy had mastered the art of screwing with a soft cock.
Yeah.
Have you ever screwed with a soft cock? Has Ron mastered the art of screwing with a soft cock?
Well, I have a soft cock on fuck. Even Viagra. I taped the Viagra on my dick. I'm still soft. Here's the deal to you. Right now, because I'm a Jew, I want to see the...
Do gay men have larger cocks?
And I'm going to hang up on you a moment.
No, come on, Al, please.
No, I won't. You've got to listen. This is going to be hard.
Please, Al, come on. Please, don't hang up.
You got me on the phone.
Come on, please. Please. Bye. Please, Al. Please. Please.
Hello?
Hi, is Al there?
Yeah, just a moment, please.
Aardvark, listen to me.
Canada calling.
Yeah, okay.
Canada calling.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, yes.
Now, I want you to listen.
Okay.
Because I'm not into bullshit. Right now, you're a worthless, rather pathetic interviewer.
Baboom.
But number two, you do some stuff for me, because that's life. You couldn't talk to Hefner, you couldn't talk to Flint, you couldn't talk to Gucci, and they would not give you the time of day.
I didn't want to talk to them.
I try to be a gentleman. Now, you do something where you either run my website and some of your print stuff, and you do for me where I feel I'm getting something out of it, because I'm getting shit out of this.
How do you know you're not doing it?
All you can do is listen. It's not a negotiation.
Okay.
This is what I want. You'll be valuable to me over the next 6 weeks. Send me the copies of some of stuff.
Some inconsequential thing.
Will you plug my website or run Screw's address, and I'll talk to you. Life is a bitch. I pay for my lawyers, for my shrink. Nothing is free. I don't know you from a hole in the wall. I fuck Canada.
Can I say something?
No, you can't say a thing. I'm not interested in words. You send me stuff pushing my website.
Okay.
And if I get it in 6 weeks or 8 weeks, if I think I've gotten something out of this conversation, we'll go for another 12 minutes. Now I'm going to say the words you have.
No, Al, can I say one thing to you?
You can't say a fucking thing.
Come on. Doo-doo-loo-doo. Can I at least go doo-doo-loo-doo?
Happy New Year.
Can I at least go doo-doo-loo-doo? Please, Al? Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Goldstein.
Hi, is Al there?
Who's this?
This is Nardwar.
And where are you from?
I'm from Vancouver.
Okay, let me take a message because he's busy right now. Okay, you're the one that's doing the interview?
Actually, I need to get Al's address, and also just needed him to do one quick station ID. That's all we need right now.
Okay,
we need to get his address so we can do the free ads for him.
Free ads. Yeah, okay. He needs an address to send something publication to him. Hold on here.
Yeah, hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi. Yeah, you need to show us how you're promoting Al's website. Are you a print publication or a radio show?
We're print and radio. But what's the address that you would first send something to?
Well, the best thing is to send it to New York.
Right.
Okay.
And one last thing, there is one little request here. Just as we're just finished this interview with Al, we just need Al to say one little thing. This is we're finishing this interview, and this was wondering if for our little Christmas wish, or sorry, New Year's wish, we could just get Al to go do.
I think his temper is at its end.
Oh, really? Because like all we have is like every time we do an interview, we go do, and then he just has to go do, and that ends the interview.
Does it have to be him, or can I do it?
I guess. Well, it would be great to be him. Like, all you have to do is like you would just have to put the phone to his head, and all he'd have to go is do.
I know, but you know what? He's at the end of his rope. Where are you out of?
We're out of Vancouver.
Okay.
All he has to go is like do. Like
I know, but you know he's not about to do it. So why don't you have one of your people do it and say it's him?
He wouldn't just go do?
No, he won't.
Not even just, because if
no.
we send him free
no.
stuff?
Like, no.
Like not even for,
what are you going to do for him?
Like, what are we going to do for him? We're going to publish the interview. We're going to put on the website, pump him, lots of stuff. Like, and this is just, we're going to mail him all this stuff. We had like a 10-page interview here all for him, and we haven't been able to get through any of it. And we just wanted to go do to end this section so we can put it up on the website. Because that would really be good, and in a magazine, to look like the interview ended. We could splice it together. It would sound good.
What you need to do is send him your stuff.
Okay. But all we have to... Okay, that's what we're going to do.
So forget it. What I'm telling you is use your head, okay? You don't sound like a stupid person. Have someone else go do and say it's Al.
But the thing is, we want Al to do it, and it's just be so simple. All you have to do is...
I know, but he's not going to.
But the thing is, he couldn't just
not
front?
Not going to, no.
Not even as like...
No, it's a matter of principle. You pissed him off. He's not doing it. So if you want a do-do, have one of your people do a do-do. Okay?
But wouldn't that be cheating? Like, that's not
it'll
Al.
It'll be cheating, all. That's right. It'll be cheating.
Okay, okay. I agree with you.
Okay,
now, could
so
you
cheat.
Could you do one thing for me, though? Could you at least ask Al if it's
no,
all right?
No, I'm not doing it. Yeah.
Would
yeah,
he be
it's
mad
It's all
that,
right. He won't be mad.
Would he be mad that I'm impersonating him?
No. You go ahead and impersonate him and do your do-do, okay?
He will not be mad. You promise?
Well, I promise he won't. Just... Would you know what the website, our website address is?
www.screw.com.
No, it's not. Okay, it's not. It's screwmag.com.
Oh, screwmag, okay.
Okay, so why don't you get that right?
So
and I'd like to have a link to that website on your website.
And then Al will go do? Like, how can we get, then if we do all that stuff, will Al go do, and then he'll be able to go do?
Yeah, if you leave a link on your website to screwmag.com on for 1 month, he will go do, okay?
Actually, it's just do.
Do. He'll do whatever do you want.
Really? And he won't be mad about us faking it this time?
Right. You fake it this time. You give him some traffic to his website, and we'll talk some more.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. And
thank you.
Doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
And doot-doot-a-loot-doo to you.
Actually, doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doo.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.